Tom King back here at Merrill High School. It's halftime, and Lumberjack boys trailing by a score of 24-18. This is the early game of a doubleheader here. No radio for the girls' game tonight because we already had the doubleheader between Everest and West a bit earlier. But the Lumberjacks, once again, having turnover problems tonight in this first half. They've turned the ball over 14 times and find themselves trailing now by 6, 24-18. Leading the way from Merrill, balanced scoring attack. Alex Zedler's got 7 points. 4 for Jake Anderson, 3 for Nick Peterson, 3 for Brandon Bartz, 3 for Chaz Moots, 2 for Tucker Diethelm, and 2 for Austin Reisman. Merrill was 7 of 18 from the field, 8 of 10 from the line, and they turned the ball over 8 times. For the Lumberjacks, led by Trenton Pate, he's got 9. Dylan Hamlin with 2, Sean Wilson with 2, Bryce Widmark's got a pair, and Eric Daniel with 1. Lumberjacks 8 of 23 from the field, 1 of 2 from the line, and as I mentioned, they've turned the ball over 14 times. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. Also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Don't forget tomorrow night, Saturday night hockey here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. The Lumberjack hockey team traveling to Minocqua to take on the Lakeland Thunderbirds. And we'll have that game for you tomorrow night. Pre-game show at 6:45. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. And then Monday night, hockey as well. Makeup game for the Lumberjacks as they take on Wisconsin Rapids at Marathon Park. And that begins with the pregame show at 7. The puck drops at 7:15. We're at halftime, and the Merrill boys leading Wausau East 24-18. We'll take a timeout. Come back with the start of the second half after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Merrill High School as we get set to begin the second half. Lumberjacks trailing 24-18. And it's pretty simple. You don't protect the basketball, you're going to fall behind. He's turning the ball over 14 times in that first half. If they don't do a better job of protecting the ball, they're not going to win this game. And I'm sure that's what the coaching staff hammered away at in the locker room at halftime. It'll be Rutkowski, Widmark, Dimka, Hamlin, and Taylor, the starting five, back out on the floor for the Lumberjacks. Hamlin and Taylor both playing with 2 fouls here. Merrill will send their starting five back out there as well. Nick Peterson, Matt Rutkowski, Brandon Bartz, Jake Anderson, and Chaz Moots. Lumberjacks will have the basketball to begin the second half. And Rutkowski will bring it ahead into the front court. Give it to Taylor. Taylor spins in the lane, drives, feeds Hamlin, goes up, tries to reverse, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. Dylan Hamlin's got to go right up and dunk the basketball. He tried a little reverse there. If he goes up strong, he gets the hoop and the foul. He's got to use his 6'10 size and try to dominate a little more than he and not play quite as passively as he does. Ball thrown out of bounds. Merrill will keep it. Last touch by one of the Lumberjacks. Brandon Bartz with it. Bartz over to Moots. Lumberjacks in the zone. Skip pass cross court. Nick Peterson now back out on top to Bartz. Bounce pass. Drive by Rutkowski. Baseline. He's double kicks it out. They'll spin it around. Nick Peterson with it. Now he gives it left wing. Moots is going to launch a long three. A rainbow. And he buries it. Chaz Moots for 3. Scraping the ceiling with that one. And it's 27-20. 7-point lead for the Blue Jays. Taylor with the basketball. Now, Widmark's going to launch a 3, leave it short, handle the rebound, put back up and in. Might have got away with a push-off there, but he got away with it and puts it up and in. Bryce Widmark launching a long 3 from the top of the key, Hamlin with the offensive board. That's one thing East has done well here tonight is work the glass, especially on the offensive end. Now the ball knocked away, stolen. Merrill turns it over. Here comes East back the other way. Taylor picked up his dribble now, needs some help, gives it to Rutkowski. 27-22, 5-point Blue Jay lead. Crossover dribble, Rutkowski gives it to Taylor in the corner. Now Jaden gets it back, swings it to Dimka. Dimka gets a screen from Hamlin, lost the dribble but got it back. Taylor with it, Rutkowski left wing. He wants to drive down the lane, tried to feed Hamlin, threw it away. Last touch by Dylan Hamlin, and the Lumberjacks turn it over for the 15th time. Rutkowski threw a bullet pass that Hamlin wasn't expecting, and it went off his arm out of bounds. Merrill has it. He's going to set up a little trap here if they can. Merrill still in the back court with it. Bartz brings it to half court, now gets it to Moots. Drives around Widmark, nearly lost the handle on it, got it back outside. Now they'll back out the dribble. Moots has it right wing. Looks inside, nothing there. Now gets it back. 5:42 to play here, third quarter, 27-22, Merrill. Moots, ball knocked away again, and East gets a steal. Hamlin quickly ahead to Taylor. Taylor drives, hands in the air, off the glass, up and in. Bryce Taylor with his first basket of the night. He's been struggling, but they score in transition, and it's a three-point game, 27-24. Lumberjacks again trying to set up a trap here. Merrill breaks it, right wing, Matt Rutkowski. Now back outside to Bartz. Brandon Bartz, they swing it. Three ball left wing for Peterson, no good. Hamlin with the rebound. Nick Peterson with the miss. Hamlin wisely holds it up, gives it to Taylor to bring it across. Taylor to Widmark, drives in. Pass it to Dimka on the baseline. Taylor launches a three. That's going to be way short. Air ball for Bryce Taylor. And Merrill with the rebound back the other way. Hand check foul is going to be called on Taylor, and that's his third. With 4:52 to play here in the third quarter, Trent Pate's going to get back in the game for the Lumberjacks. And Alex Zettler will come in for Merrill. Three-point game. And the Blue Jays have the basketball. Country Fresh Meats, one of our great sponsors. Nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Drive in the lane by Bartz, kicks it outside. Three ball, Nick Peterson, that's a little bit short. The rebound, putback, no good. Paid with the rebound on that. Zettler wanted a foul, didn't get it. Back the other way come the Lumberjacks. Three ball for Dimka, in and out, no good. Widmark with the offensive putback, got it to go. Another offensive rebound and a basket for the Lumberjacks, and it's a one-point game, 27-26. East has clawed their way back into it here in the third quarter. And we're going to get a foul called on Bryce Widmark as they trap the basketball. Ball out of bounds. But Widmark gets called for the foul. That's his first, second team foul in the half for the Lumberjacks. And Merrill will inbound it. Bartz with it. Gives it off to Alex Zettler. Now Peterson left wing. Nick Peterson. They get it in the post to Bartz. Turns in the paint. Kicks it outside. Now a drive feed. Jake Anderson. Ball taken away by Pate. Merrill is turning the ball over here in the second half. Pate back the other way with it. East can take a lead here. Rutkowski down low to Hamlin. Spin his little half hook. Off the rim. No good. Widmark with another offensive rebound putback. Lumberjacks have about 10, 12 points off of offensive rebounds here tonight, and they have the lead back 28-27, and Merrill wants a timeout. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Gym, where the Lumberjacks, with a great start to the third quarter, they have hit five baskets. They're 50% here in the third quarter, 5 out of 10, and they have taken a one-point lead, 28-27. They have forced Merrill into three turnovers here in the third quarter as well. And really working the offensive glass here tonight. Blue Jays inbounded into the backcourt. Brandon Bartz with it. Lumberjacks keeping that same five on the floor. Hamlin, Rutkowski, Widmark, Dimka, and Pate. Now they throw to Jake Anderson. He turns, shoots, that's an air ball. Widmark with the rebound. Rutkowski wants to push. Rutkowski drives in wildly. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Merrill basketball. I'm not quite sure what Jaden Rutkowski was thinking there. He just drove the ball down wildly right into two Merrill players, and he throws it away out of bounds. You got to know when you can play transition and when you need to slow down, and Rutkowski was a little out of control right there. Bartz back into the front court. Peterson with it. Now it's Bartz again. Lumberjacks playing a little man-to-man here now. Peterson with it right wing. Now it's Moots, drives in, hangs in the air, shoots over Hamlin. No, Dimka with the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Merrill. East will have it. Good defense by Hamlin. He changed that shot without fouling. And substitutions for the Lumberjacks. J.P. Lacy comes into the game for Hamlin. Sean Wilson back in as well. And Rutkowski will bring it ahead, get it into Pate. Pate picks up his dribble way outside, now gives it to Rutkowski. They swing it around, Pate's open, whistle off the ball. We're going to get an offensive foul called on Sean Wilson, battling for position down low. That'll be the second foul on Wilson. And the third team foul already. Merrill has yet to commit a foul here in the second half. You don't want to send him to the line too early in the bonus here. Three team fouls early in this second half on East. So the Blue Jays have it back here. East still leads by one, 28-27. He's playing man-to-man. Now Wilson knocks the ball away, and Dimka comes away with it. Merrill playing the turnover game here in the second half. Pate down low to Wilson. Feeds a cutter. Dimka now to Rutkowski. Back to Dimka. Down low to Lacy. He catches on the baseline, spins, puts up a shot up and in. J.P. Lacy with his first bucket of the night. Lumberjacks 5-3, 30-27. East using their height advantage here in the second half to come back from that deficit and now forge a three-point lead. Barts goes baseline around Rutkowski. Wilson steps that drive and then blocks the shot out of bounds. Merrill will have it. Bryce Taylor comes back in for East for Dimka, and Tucker Diethelm comes in for Merrill trying to help inside. He brings some bulk into the game for the Blue Jays, as East has been taking advantage of some height advantages inside here in the second half. Moots makes a nice fake, drives in, tied up by Pate. Sorber wanted a foul, didn't get it. He's mad. Now, transition basketball. Wilson lost the ball out of bounds. It goes crashing and might have hurt his ankle. And we're going to get a whistle and a steal, and we're going to get a foul called on Trenton Pate. Sean Wilson rolled his ankle a little bit as he tried to stop that long transition pass and went crashing out of bounds into the barrier. Zedler drove in and got knocked down. Probably should have been a foul there. Didn't get it. And then a long pass to Wilson. Too far under the basket. He's going to take a seat after he tweaked the ankle. And who came in for him? Hamlin got back in the game for the Lumberjacks. Three-point lead for East, 30-27. A minute 45 to play here, third quarter. Merrill with the basketball. Diethelm gives it off to Jake Anderson. Now it's Barts. Barts looks inside, nothing there. They swing it. Jake Anderson's got it. Lumberjacks playing man-to-man. Anderson backs it out. Now it's Moots. Nick Peterson with it. Taylor's on him. Back out on top. Merrill will reset. Nick Peterson with it. Dribbles it back outside. Now it's Moots. And now we get a traveling violation. Moots dragged the pivot foot and traveled with the basketball. Another turnover for Merrill, and they're up to a total now of 13. East doing a much better job. They had 14 turnovers in the first half. They've only had three so far here in the second. Rutkowski with it. Now to Taylor. They lost it down low to Hamlin. Goes up. Yes, a foul. And he gets the hoop. Dylan Hamlin taking advantage of his height that time and grabbing that pass over the top, going straight up and getting the hoop and the foul. He's got 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game, and he'll go to the line to try to convert the 3-point play. It's a 5-point advantage now for the Lumberjacks, 32-27, with just over a minute to play here in the third quarter. Foul shot for Hamlin on the way. Off, no good. Merrill with the rebound. Lumberjacks do not shoot free throws very well here this season. They are just 1 out of 3 now here in the game. Only been to the line 3 times. Baseline drive, shot put up, yes, and a foul. And they're going to call a foul from way outside. Moots gets the hoop on a nice drive to the basket. And the foul is going to be called on Hamlin's going to pick up his third. And if Wilson has a tweaked ankle, Widmark's going to get back into the game for Hamlin, so East has to go a little bit smaller, but they do have Lacy still in the game. Lacy, Taylor, and Widmark give them some length Trent Pates out there along with Jaden Rutkowski. 46.9 seconds to play here in the third. Chaz Moots at the line trying to convert a three-point play, and he got it. Moots has six in the quarter, nine in the game. And the Lumberjacks back the other way with it. Rutkowski to the front court to Pates. High post with Mark. Gives it off to Taylor. Taylor drives in, hangs. Feeds now loaded. Lacey on the baseline kicks it back outside. Rutkowski skip pass to Pate. Now to Taylor at the free throw line. Swings it to Rutkowski. Widmark on the baseline. Skip pass cross court to Taylor. Taylor lost his handle on the dribble. Now Rutkowski goes baseline all the way underneath to Pate. He launches a three from out there. Left that short. Oh, he got the shooter's roll. It was short. It bounced straight up and came back down and in for three. 35-30 Lumberjacks. 5-point advantage. Jake Anderson drives in. Lost the handle again out of bounds. It will be East basketball. Anderson just loses the handle on it as he goes up, and it goes out of bounds. 14th turnover on the Blue Jays. 2.8 seconds remaining in the quarter. East will get a chance here. Widmark throws it to half court. Intercepted, though. Now Merrill has a chance. Moots with a runner. Banks off the glass. No good. And the quarter comes to an end. Lumberjacks down by six at halftime, have forged a 5-point lead here. They lead it 35-30. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We go to the fourth quarter. Lumberjacks leading by five, 35-30. Very good third quarter for East, both shooting the basketball, rebounding, and playing defense. They held Merrill to just two field goals, both by Chaz Moots. One was a three-pointer. Merrill has the basketball to start the fourth. Moots goes right to the line. Offensive foul. And it was Dylan Hamlin who took the charge. And Moots ran him over. And East will have the basketball back. Kurt Soderberg is getting very upset. He's always been one of the more demonstrative coaches in the league. Was fairly mellow in that first half, but boy, this second half play of his team, I think, has him a bit frustrated right now. Rutkowski, Widmark's going to turn and launch a three. That's a little bit short. They kept the rebound alive, but they're going to call for it over the back. Battling for the loose ball. He went high and got that rebound. It looked like it was clean, but the down-under official called the foul. That's going to be the third foul on Trenton Pate. He's got three. Taylor's got three. Hamlin's got three. And that's the sixth team foul here, so one more, and Merrill will be in the bonus. Just two team fouls on the Blue Jays here in the second half. Moots with it, so the Blue Jays might be able to get back into this thing from the free throw line. Jake Anderson passed up a three-pointer. Now baseline drive, but a traveling call. Moots shuffled the feet, turns it over. 15 turnovers now on the Blue Jays. And East will have it. It's Dimka, Pate, Rutkowski, Widmark, and Hamlin out there for the Lumberjacks. Rutkowski to Widmark. Back to Rutkowski. Screen. Dimka got a double screen. Passed up the shot. Now Pate's going to drive in. Hang in the air. Put it up left-handed. Rolled off. No good. And the rebound grabbed by Merrill. Back the other way they come. Blue Jays with it. Nick Peterson to Moots. Down low. Diethelm gives it off. Anderson shoots from the elbow. Left that short. The rebound grabbed by Hamlin. East back the other way. Rutkowski now backs it out. Down to Widmark down low. Backs, turns, spins, hangs. Off the glass. He is going to foul. Great footwork right there by Bryce Widmark. A double spin move, and he got it off the glass and drew the foul, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. He's got 6 points in the second half, eighth of the game. Bryce Taylor's going to check back in and give Trenton Pate a breather. And also getting set to check in is Tim Nass. He's going to come in for Dimka. Lumberjack basketball brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Bryce Widmark at the line. First, and his foul shot rattles in. 3-point play for Bryce Widmark, and it's an 8-point game. 38-30 Lumberjacks. Barts will bring it into the front court. Now it's Moots. Gives it off to Peterson. Drives baseline. Hangs in the air. Puts it off the glass. Up and in. Nice move by Nick Peterson. He gets the hoop. And that takes the cover off the basket. Merrill had a long scoring drought right there, 38-32. Bryce Taylor's going to drive in. He's Widmark in the paint. He's going to shoot her quickly, puts it up. No! Rebound goes out of bounds. It will be Merrill basketball. He's probably could have been called for a three-point or a three-second violation there. Widmark and Hamlin were both in the lane for a long time. And it will be Merrill basketball. Tim Nass in the game for the Lumberjacks. 6:09 to play in regulation. East leading by six, 38-32. Blue Jays have it. Alex Zettler, now Jake Anderson. He wants to drive, spins, hangs in the air, missed the layup, wanted a foul, didn't get it. Widmark got the rebound. Rutkowski crosses over, gives it to Nass. Now Widmark out on top. They're looking inside for Hamlin. He's being guarded by a much smaller player, Tim Nass. Now it's Taylor. Taylor dribbles way outside. Timeout called by the Lumberjacks. We'll take one as well. 5:38 to play in the fourth. East by six. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse, Lumberjacks leading 38-32 in this boys' basketball matchup. The girls' game should be played here tonight. No radio for that one tonight. As it's already been a three-game night. The Warriors and Evergreens played a girls' and boys' basketball doubleheader as well. We'll see the East girls coming up here a number of times, though, including next Tuesday night. East and West in girls and boys basketball doubleheader action from the... I'm going to check and see whether that's at East or West. Don't have it written down. Lumberjacks have the basketball out of the timeout. Rutkowski with it. Gets it to Tim Nass. Nass to Hamlin, way outside the arc. Rutkowski. Now it's Widmark. Inside to Hamlin. Pass knocked out of bounds. They say Merrill didn't touch it. And it will be Merrill basketball. Not the only reason that ball changed direction is one of the Blue Jays got a hand on it. The official didn't agree. One of the rare turnovers in the second half here for East. They now have 18. They had 14 in the first half. Merrill with it. Can't have empty possessions. Got to protect the lead here if you want to win. Oh, Taylor got away with a reach and foul there. They let him play on. Anderson with it. Jake Anderson. Now they get it to Chaz Moots. Moots out on top to Bartz. Bartz, Zettler with it right wing for Merrill. Now back out on top to Moots. They swing at Jake Anderson. Hamlin backs off. They're going to let Anderson shoot the three if he wants to. He picked up his dribble now. Needs some help. Now they get it down the corner. Three ball for Zettler. Left that short. Hamlin grabs the rebound. East back the other way. They quickly get an head ball knocked out of bounds. East will keep it. Last touch by Chaz Moots. And the Lumberjacks have it, and they're going to bring in four subs. J.P. Lacy, Trenton Pate, Tanner Dimka, and Sean Wilson back on the floor. Good to see that ankle situation wasn't serious, so he's back out there. Taylor will stay out there with the four new guys. Lacy takes the inbound pass. Now Taylor gets it back. Skip it to Dimka for three. Left wing! Left it a little bit short. Merrill with the rebound. Back the other way come the Blue Jays. Nick Peterson at the travel. No call. Wow. Jump stop, and he moved both feet. Long three ball by Moots. That's long. Went off of Wilson's face. Rebound put back up and in by Moots. And it's a four-point game, 38-34. There's a rebound that East could have had and didn't get. Now we're going to get a hand check foul called on the Blue Jays. That's going to be on Nick Peterson. That's his first and just the third team foul here in the second half. So the Lumberjacks have a long way to go to get to the line here. The next foul on East will send Merrill to the line in the bonus. Lumberjacks will inbound it here, side court. Bryce Taylor looks to get it in. The Lacy, now Taylor gets it back. They get it inside to Wilson. He catches. Missed the layup. Overlaid. And back the other way come the Blue Jays. Moots loses the handle on it. And now the ball knocked away, but Merrill runs down the loose ball. Moots wants to go baseline, hangs to the end, ball swatted away. I think Wilson got a piece of that and gets the rebound as well. Back the other way, Pate loses the handle on it, saves it from going out of bounds, and the Lumberjacks have it. Wilson has it way outside the arc. Now Pate at the free throw line, crossover dribble, picks up his dribble, gives it to Dimka. Lumberjacks really need to get a hoop here. Now Pete's going to launch a three. That's no good. Rebound, putback, no. Lacy with the rebound gets it taken away, and Merrill has it. Bryce Taylor crashed the boards that time and didn't get it. Quickly back the other way, and now we get a foul on Pate, and Jake Anderson will go to the line. Well, he had to follow. There was going to be a layup on the other end. Lumberjacks have had some chances to extend the lead, but as good as their third quarter was offensively, not so much here in the fourth. And Jake Anderson's at the line. First one, short, no good. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. 3:14 to play in regulation, and a timeout called by Merrill. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse, checking the schedule. That East-West girls-boys basketball doubleheader next Tuesday is at the East Gym. That's the only home game that Lumberjacks play for a while. They are on the road after tonight. They are on the road for four of the next five games, with the exception being next Tuesday when they'll take on the Warriors at East. Merrill's next game will be at Shawano tomorrow night. Lumberjack substitutes Hamlin and Widmark back in the game. Bryce Taylor, Tanner Dimka, and Trenton Pate stay out there for the Lumberjacks. And it will be Jake Anderson at the free throw line for one more free throw here. He missed the first. It's still a four-point advantage for the Lumberjacks, 38-34. And it is up and in. He got one of two. That was the second shot. He missed the first one. It should be East basketball right now. They got to get that right. It should be East basketball out of bounds, and it will be. They lost track after the timeout, so East will have it. Merrill's going to put some full-court pressure on here. The three-point game, 38-35. Got to protect the basketball here. They get it into Pate. Back to Dimka. Now back to Trenton Pate, still in the backcourt. He's going to cross over. Here comes the double team. He gets rid of it to Hamlin. Hamlin throws it away over the top of Widmark's head and knocked away, and a turnover. And here comes Merrill with a chance to tie with a three ball. Lumberjacks led by eight here in the second half at one point. Drive in by Moots. Feeds Anderson. Jumper on the baseline. No good. Trent Pate skies for the rebound. East back the other way. Dimka on the dribble. Gives it to Widmark. Now it's Bryce Taylor. Lumberjacks have gone into a scoring drought here in the fourth quarter after really having a nice third. Dimka way out near center court. He's being harassed. Picks up his dribble now. Gives it to Widmark. He's going to attack. Nice move off the glass. Up and in. Bryce Widmark with a great ball fake. And then banks one home from the paint. 40-35. Boy, do the Lumberjacks need that. Here comes Merrill. Ball knocked away now. Widmark and Taylor behind the back. Dribble for Bryce. Now a hand check foul called on Brandon Bartz. Non-shooting foul, and East will inbound it. Merrill is really having turnover problems here in the second half, something East had in the first half. And East will inbound it here off the foul with 2:12 to play, leading by five, and they have the basketball. Dimka inbounds it to Widmark. Quickly in the paint to Hamlin. Kicks it out to Pate. Pate wants to drive. Pull-up jumper for Trenton. He hit it. Trenton Pate's got a nifty little left-handed jumper. He gets up on that and was able to rattle that one home. 42-35. Pate's having a nice offensive night. Blue Jays with it. East is going to play zone and a sky cross-court pass thrown away. Austin Reisman threw over the head, and Merrill turns it over again. And we're going to get another timeout call with a minute 49 to play. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Blue Jay Fieldhouse. Lumberjacks leading 42-35 with a minute 49 remaining. Don't forget, hockey comes your way tomorrow night. The Lumberjacks traveling to Minocqua to take on the Lakeland Seabirds. We'll have it right here, pregame show at 6:45. And then Monday night, more hockey for you. The Lumberjacks and Wisconsin Rapids in a makeup game from Marathon Park. Pre-game show at 7 o'clock on Monday. The winter season is moving quickly. It's going to be a busy few weeks. East has the basketball out of the timeout. It's Bryce Taylor, Trenton Pate, Jaden Rutkowski, Bryce Widmark, and Tanner Dimka on the floor now for the Lumberjacks. And Merrill's going to put pressure on. They get the ball inbounds to Widmark. Widmark still in the backcourt with it. Now gives it to Rutkowski. He's going to dribble away from pressure. And now feed Widmark underneath. He'll get a layup and a foul. Rutkowski used his feed that time to get away from a double team and was able to feed Widmark, who got a layup, drew the foul, and he'll head to the line to try to convert the three-point play. Widmark wears his shorts with the waistband folded out. He's the only player that does that for the Lumberjacks. I'm not quite sure why. Probably some superstition involved there. But he's at the line now, and we'll try to nail down the free throw. Lumberjacks haven't gotten to the line very often tonight. They are 2 out of 4. And that one rattles out. No good. Merrill with the rebound. Blue Jays quickly ahead. Shot. Wild shot thrown up that time by Moots. And Bryce Taylor with the rebound. He's doubled. Gets it away to Pate. Quickly finds Widmark in the front court. Feeds Taylor underneath, but the ball knocked away by Merrill, and they get it back. Here they come, quickly into the front court, down to a minute 17. There's a three ball, back bracket, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Bryce Taylor. He's got to be fouled there, and they want to play on. Now they get the foul. And Bryce Taylor will go to the line. That's the 17th foul, I believe. It will be bonus time now for the Lumberjacks. Bryce Taylor will head to the line. And it will be Bryce Taylor at the line. He's had a tough shooting night tonight, just one basket for Bryce. But he can probably put this game away if he can knock down a couple here. First one's on the way, and they miss it. They cannot shoot free throws. It's incredible. Rebound kept alive, though, and Merrill had it. He's had it for a moment now. Merrill comes away with it. Bryce Taylor misses the front end of a one-on-one. There's a two ball standing on the line, and now a whistle and a foul. Taylor got the rebound and got knocked down hard. And he'll go back to the line now. 57.9 seconds remaining. Lumberjacks leading by 9. And Bryce Taylor at the line now for another 1-1. Adel Menar is going to check into the game for East. Dylan Hamlin will take a seat. His night is done. And Zhang Cheng coming off the bench for the Lumberjacks. So it appears Paul Dimka thinks this one is in the books here. Taylor's foul shot up and in, and he'll get another. Lumberjacks giving some of the reserves some playing time here. Deep on the bench tonight. Second foul shot for Taylor up and in. The Nash brothers, Lewis and Tim, got the early call tonight off the bench. Merrill with it in the front court. Anderson Moots. Here's a three ball left wing. That's no good. Long rebound comes away to Cheng, and he gets fouled, and we'll head to the line. I'll tell you what, the Lumberjacks have done a great job tonight on the glass. They have really rebounded well. And the second half, they have protected the basketball. Whatever Coach Dimkin and his staff said at halftime, they took it to heart because they have cut the turnovers way down here in the second half. And what do you know? They're leading and are probably going to win. Cheng's first foul shot is up and in. Zhang Cheng in the scorebook tonight. Second foul shot coming. On the way, and rims out no good. He's got 1 of 2. Merrill with the rebound quickly. Moots into the front court. Right wing. Zettler now moots with a long three. That's too long. Rebound kept alive. Widmark's got it. Now double team. Cheng is double teamed in the backcourt and calls a timeout. With 31.8 seconds remaining in this one, Lumberjacks in command. They lead it by 12. So it looks like East is going to get their first Valley win of the year here tonight. and they did it with a solid second half, especially the third quarter. The third quarter was the difference in this one, and late here in the fourth quarter, they were able to make some shots as well. They did not start the game very well. They were down early in this one. I think it was 6-0. They came back and tied it. But they turned the ball over so many times in the first half that they really couldn't get it much going. They were down by only one, though, at the end of the first quarter. Down by 6 at halftime. But then they were able to take a lead at the end of the third quarter by 5. So it was an 11-point swing in the third quarter that put the Lumberjacks in a position to win this one, and they were able to withstand a slow spot here in the fourth, and they're going to win this game. Got some smiles out there now by the Lumberjack players. Widmark's going to inbound the ball for the Lumberjacks. He's out there with Trenton Page, Zeng Cheng, Bryce Taylor, and Adam Lennard. Widmark looks to get it in. And now throws it ahead. Page grabs it, and he gets tied up. And we get a whistle. What are we going to have? Going to be a jump ball call. East will keep it on the possession arrow. 29.3 seconds remaining, and they'll inbound it again. Merrill has to foul here. I don't think they have any other options. Taylor looks to inbound. Still looking. Now they walk it over the top to Payne on the backdoor cut. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by East. So those two plays that they had set up there didn't really work very well. So Merrill will have the basketball back with 27.6 seconds remaining. You don't want to give him a chance to rain down a couple of threes here. They get it in the corner. Jacob Stabby in the game for Merrill. They get it in the pump. Payne now kick it out. Here's a free ball. Up and in. Austin Weissman for three. And Merrill calls a timeout with 13.2 seconds remaining. Still a 9-point game. 47-38. And just 13 seconds to play. We'll keep it right here. And remind you once again that East Basketball is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688. Or you can visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Lumberjacks leading 47-38, 13.2 seconds remaining in this one. And as we mentioned, Lumberjacks playing in Division II in basketball this year because of enrollment. And they will have a chance to win some games, I think, in Division II. A lot of teams are pretty evenly matched, I think. You don't have a standout bunch like Spash in D1. Widmark looks to get it in. His pass is stolen away. And now we're going to get a whistle. And Zeng Cheng will commit a foul here. And Merrill will go to the line with 10.7 seconds remaining. And two shots coming here in at the 19th foul, 1-1. The Lumberjacks turning the ball over again here late. First foul shot is up and in for Jacob Sabe. 47-39. Second foul shot coming. Boy, this clock cannot run out fast enough for Coach Dimkin and his staff, I would imagine. Rebound of the missed free throw by Bryce Taylor. Taylor gets it to Cheng, and he is going to be triple teamed. Got to be a foul there, and there was. Zeng Cheng will go to the line with 4.1 seconds remaining. So that should do it here. As Zeng Cheng will go back to the line. He's one of two here in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. And Zeng Cheng doesn't get to play a whole lot. Misses off the back bracket, no good. Second foul shot coming for Cheng. That one's up and in. He got one of two. And 2 points on the night. Merrill will inbound it. East will just let them do whatever they want here. They're going to launch a long three. That's no good, and that's how the game will come to an end. And the Lumberjacks get their first Valley win of the year, topping Merrill here tonight by a score of 48-39. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap all of the scoring after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse, where the Lumberjacks get their first Valley Conference win of the year tonight, beating Merrill by a score of 48-39. Let's recap the scoring quickly. For Merrill, they were led by Chaz Booth. He had 11, the only player in double figures for the Blue Jays. 7 points for Alex Dettler, 5 for Nick Peterson, 5 for Austin Reisman, 5 for Jake Anderson, 2 for Tucker Diedelm, 3 for Brandon Bartz, and 1 for Jacob Sabe. Merrill was 13 of 42 from the field and 11 of 15 from the foul line. They turned the ball over 17 times. For the Lumberjacks, a couple of good offensive performances. Trenton Payne led the way with 14, including 2 3-pointers. Bryce Widmark finished with 13, 11 of those coming in the second half. 8 points for Dylan Hamlin. Bryce Taylor had 4. 2 for Sean Wilson, 2 for Zhang Ching, 2 for J.P. Lacey, and 1 for Eric Daniel. Lumberjacks were 19 of 45 from the field, 6 of 12 from the foul line, and they turned the ball over 22 times in the game, 14 of those coming in the first half. With the loss, Merrill drops to 6-6 on the year. With the win, the Lumberjacks improved to 6-5. And their next game is Tuesday night as they'll take on the Wausau West Warriors at the East Gym. It's going to wrap things up here tonight from Merrill. Thanks to Crystal, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And thank you for listening. Lumberjacks get the victory here tonight by a score of 48-39. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Lumberjack Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.